The benefits of cover crops are many, producing forage for grazing livestock, protecting the soil, or adding diversity to a rotation. But cover crops can also add risk to a system, especially when moisture is a concern. Central South Dakota no-till farmer Cameron Rogers typically plants a winter annual cover like triticale or rye in late summer, filling a niche after silage chopping. He says the cover crop holds the ground over winter and can be grazed.
I graze some in the winter, but most of my grazing actually happens in the springtime with my cows and calves when they're born, and then I'm able to delay the turnout into the spring on grass to give the grass more time to get going.
In August 2021, Rogers also put a five-way cool season cover crop behind his winter wheat, something he doesn't often do because of moisture. But last year, he saw a rain event in the forecast and hired his co-op to spread the mix hours before the rain.
It took off, and I was able to get very, very good growth. It was planted about August 15th, which is late, but I was able to catch that rain, and I was able to graze 100 head of yearling heifers for about 90 days in wintertime.
Rogers is aware that the cover crop may have used some valuable spring moisture, which his early corn crop definitely needs, but so far he sees little impact on the corn. Anytime Rogers uses a cover crop, he is cognizant of its moisture use. He watches the winter annuals closely in the spring and isn't afraid to terminate the cover if moisture is in question. He encourages growers to consider the risks and benefits of cover crops, keeping in mind goals and moisture impacts. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.